Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Topton.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. They'll order it. It's shipped right to your door. And then every morning you can enjoy a delicious cup of coffee courtesy of Strange Brew Coffeehouse. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. What it means is this, guys. When you need to get customers in the front door of your business, Pip Printing and Signs has a plan and has materials that will work for you. And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan and you're a business owner, you know that you already spend money on printing. Here's a way for you to get money to the Bulldog Initiative without spending an extra dime. Just call Camden Baker at Pitt Printing and Signs, 601-499-5216. Tell him, hey, you heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. Want to give you my business. 10% of your sale to him goes straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. Now you're a Bulldog Initiative business, and he didn't cost you an extra penny. You can't lose on that deal. Call Camden today. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. They have an incredible selection of it, and they've got the logos that you want. The state script, the interlocking MSU, the M over S, the walking bully. It's all right there at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, the best place in town to grab lunch, to grab dinner, to grab Sunday brunch. They've got the best options on the blue plate. I'm a blue plate kind of guy when it comes to lunch. That's why I like eating at Restaurant Tyler, because I have so many great choices. You really can't go wrong. Catfish, chicken, hamburger, steak, pork chops. It's all right. Next time I go, I think I'm going to get fried shrimp. I haven't had fried shrimp, like, I think since I was a kid. But they have them.
So what?
I love fried shrimp, too.
You haven't had fried shrimp since you were a kid?
I don't remember the last time I like went to a restaurant and ordered fried shrimp. Like maybe it came on a seafood platter or something, but I've never just been like, can I get the fried shrimp? I can't remember the last time.
Like you hadn't had a shrimp po' boy or...
That's not fried shrimp. I'm talking about like fried shrimp. Your entree is fried shrimp.
That is fried shrimp. It's fried shrimp.
Po' boy. It's a shrimp, but it's different.
Why are you so weird about these things?
It's different.
You know what I'm saying.
It's fried shrimp, but it's a fried shrimp. I've never just said, like, instead of getting fried chicken or getting catfish, I want to get the fried shrimp. I never do that. I need to do that.
Proceed.
I don't understand what's so hard to understand.
Hold on. I thought when you said I haven't gotten fried shrimp.
A small favor?
What?
Point that camera down just a little bit so I can see what that shirt says. What is that? What's on that shirt there, Robbie?
It's nothing.
What is on that shirt?
I want to go back to the fried shrimp.
Oh, now you want to change topics, huh? Is that a... What is on that shirt? I can't...
I want to go back to fried shrimp. Stop that.
I'm trying to look. I'm trying to see what's on that shirt.
Stop it.
This is one of those days our show really needs to be on YouTube. Anyway, Restaurant Tyler. Fried shrimp. I need to get some fried shrimp at a restaurant. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Guys, when it comes to your money, do you want to have to, if you've got a question about your bank account, if you got a question about a charge that's pending that you're not sure about, do you want to have to call a 1-800 number and be on hold and be told that your business is important to you, but it's not really. And then maybe then you get to talk to somebody and they don't know quite what to do. Do you want to deal with all that rigmarole, or do you want to just call somebody? You want to have a 601 number and you're like, hey, what is this charge? And the person on the other end of the line tells you what the answer is. I mean, that feels like the better better choice to me. And that's what Priority One Bank gives you. It gives you small town service with all of the financial flexibility of a big corporate bank. It's the best of both worlds. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. What? I'm just saying, I'm going to get fried shrimp. They're delicious. Need that.
Oh, I'm not arguing about the shrimp.
My question is going to be.
You made it sound like you've literally not had fried shrimp.
I've had fried shrimp. I haven't ordered at a restaurant where fried shrimp was an entree choice. I have not ordered fried shrimp in years. And it used to be when I was a kid, man, I would go get fried shrimp everywhere. When mom went, you know, a big weekend was like we would go to the Sizzler in Vicksburg. And,
oh, yeah.
And they had fried shrimp, and I would be like, yes, that's what I want.
Want to go to the Sizzler? My treat.
My treat. Of course, the rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Superior Catfish. Hey, head over to the Superior Catfish Facebook page, facebook.com/SuperiorCatfish for new ways to prepare catfish. They've got a great recipe up right now. Remember when we were at Lake Tiakata and they had that catfish with the Cajun cream sauce?
Catfish Orleans, baby.
They've got that recipe over there on the Superior Catfish page. It's pan-seared catfish with a Cajun cream sauce over rice. It's like almost like a catfish etouffee. And it's really, really good. You're going to want to check that out. Ask for Superior Catfish at your local grocery store, or in Starkville, you can pick up boxes at the Octibahaw County Co-op. You can always stop by their retail store at their headquarters on Highway 45 in Macon. Remember, there's catfish, and then there's Superior Catfish. Just jump right in. Steve Mormon has our first question. Steve Mormon has our first question. Well, yeah, we met Colton this weekend, and he's not first. Yeah. All right.
He must have partied too hard this weekend. I guess.
What game day experience and stadium upgrades do you actually expect at Davis Wade for 2024? Well, I think the biggest game day experience is going to be the offense looks like a normal college football offense. I think that's a huge upgrade.
Yes.
But in terms of the stadium, I think Zach Sutton talked about it in his interview with Paul Jones over there on three, that there is going to be an upgraded sound system, a sort of a temporary upgrade. And then by 2025, you've got the full upgraded sound system and the full LED light package in there. So I think the lights are going to be the same this year, but it feels like the sound system will at least have some juice to it.
Yeah, they're doing something. That at the spring game, they had a bunch of speakers down like on the lower levels. I don't know if it'll be something similar to that or what, but it does appear that they're going to try to do something temporarily and then full upgrade in 2025, which is the plan too for the LED lights. Right. And again, you can argue that should have been done quicker, but at least they are addressing it in some form or fashion.
I think hearing there's a time frame for me is big. The fact that he says by 2025 it's done, okay, I'm going to hold him to it. But I'm glad to see there's an actual time frame being put on things. So that's good. Let's see here. Brick Thomas, Drake or Kendrick? Okay, we have a bunch of questions about this. And when I tell you I don't know anything about what's going on, I couldn't be more accurate. I know there's a rap beef between these two guys. I know it's gotten deeply personal. I tend to think rap beefs a lot of times, though, are works. I think it's just a way for people to sell albums and sell merchandise and stuff.
I don't think this is going to be like an East Coast, West Coast thing from the 90s.
No. These two guys aren't going to nobody's going to get murdered as a result.
I haven't followed the actual beef, but I prefer Kendrick over Drake.
Okay.
I've never really been a big Drake fan.
I'm not really big into rap on these guys, so I don't know. What are the
I'm not either, but I prefer Kendrick over Drake.
Yeah. What are the consequences if MSU cancels the North Alabama game? Nobody knows for sure. I saw Teddy Cahill's reporting on it that there would be some consequences, but man, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, and didn't Kendall Rogers say something yesterday, like he doesn't think that they'll do anything if a team cancels?
So Kendall's on with us as you're listening today, yesterday. He's on the Tuesday Sports Talk Mississippi, so my guess is we'll ask him about it. But Teddy Cahill was on with us, and it was just very vague that, you know, that they said they were going to do this, but what does that actually mean? And we live in a world where, like, we don't really know the process for picking the teams, right? They use these different metrics, but there is no on paper outline, this is how we select your teams. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Should Sonic bring back the roller skates? Did they take away the roller skates? The last time I was at Sonic, I'm pretty sure I saw roller skates.
It's hit or miss. Okay. I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay.
I always love the video out there of like the person that's like skating and come like they come down from the sidewalk and just like spill the slushies all over everybody because they just tripped and fell on their skates. That would be problematic for me carrying a bunch of food in one hand and then skating around would not be. That'd be kind of scary, I think.
Yeah. All right. Andrew Norwood. First, do you believe in Joe Hendry? Do you see him making an appearance in the Rumble with the recent momentum? Who?
Who?
Who? Who? Who is Joe Hendry?
Who?
Yeah, I don't know who. I don't know who he is. And what Rumble? Like the Royal Rumble? The Royal
Rumble
was back in January. Okay, he is a professional wrestler.
With Impact. TNA.
No, I don't see that happening. So
I don't watch TNA, so yeah, I don't.
I've never watched it. So, all right. Well, the next question was about what we just talked about with the North Alabama thing. So moving on. Chad Harrington, question for Brian. I think he meant Robbie. He says, what do you make of Wrexham's continued climb through the pyramid, and how quickly do you think they can get to the Premier League?
Well, that was addressed for you.
So I think he meant you. I think he got me mixed that up.
I don't like to act like the know-it-all on this kind of stuff. So I'm just going to throw it to you. I'll let you handle it.
All right. So Wrexham, you know, promoted last year into League Two. Now they have been under promotion to League One. Of course, you know, they have the backing of Ryan Reynolds and what's that guy's name? I forget, from Always Sunny. Do you know his name? The other guy?
I know who it is, but I don't know his name.
I forget his name. But anyway, it's Glenn something? I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway. League One can be tough. We'll see. But even if they get promoted up there, the championship is tough. I don't see them coming out of the champion. There's teams have been in the championship for years. I don't see them making that jump to the Premier League anytime soon. I just don't. I could be wrong, but I just don't. Dalton Lee, here we go. While on the drive to Houston with my parents a few weeks ago, the topic of why or how my parents chose my name and my siblings' names came up. My sisters were named after people they met in America, with the exception of my sister, who was actually supposed to be a boy and named Dalton. I asked where Dalton came from. As they spoke candidly, they let me know that they chose the name because phonetically it sounds like more money in Cantonese and close sounding to doctor in English, because that's what they wanted me to be when I grew up. Stereotype, I know. What did you...
That is the most stereotypical, like, Asian parent thing.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you not doctor yet? What did you want to be growing up versus what do your parents want you to be? And how do I deal with handing this disappointment to them? Well, you better make good money, Dalton, is all I'm going to say. My mom never like really put like a, like, I think you should grow up to be this, that, or the other on me.
Mm-mm. Mine neither.
I wanted to be an accountant at one time. And when I started college, and then I want to be a teacher. I wanted to teach. And then I just lost my way after that.
You and Gene Swindoll could have been accountants together.
Ooh. That would have been exciting.
Okay. I was a kid.
Only one person on this podcast has ever been co-workers with Gene Swindoll, though.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, you thought you had me on that, didn't you?
But like you, I was saying, when I was a kid.
You were a kid, though.
I was wanting to be like my dad, so I was going to be a preacher. I'm glad I didn't go into that. And then about, you know, midway through junior high, maybe like even later in elementary, I wanted to be the next Jack Crystal or Jim Ellis. Like I wanted to be a broadcaster, and I was – adamant I was gonna be a broadcaster. And I even like sent letters to Jack Crystal, got advice, stuff like that. That's what I wanted to do. But my parents were always kind of like, you know, whatever you want to do, we'll support you kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just had to go to college. There was like no There was no way around that. They were going to make me finish college. And when I flunked out of state when I was a freshman, eventually came back and got my degree. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. But when I basically got kicked out of school as a freshman, my dad was like, "Let's just get you out of school, and we're just gonna open a funeral home, and you're going to be a mortician." And I was like, "No, I don't think I want to do that." So he was trying to send me to, yeah. And we were going to open Falk Funeral Services, and he was going to be the preacher, and I was going to be the mortician.
Hold on. You realize that would have been FFS?
No, I don't know.
You do
that.
Now, though. You do realize that now.
No. But anyway, that's what we were going
to
be.
He's dead. Take him to FFS.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the plan was, well, that's what my dad wanted is you're going to go to mortician school at EMCC or whatever. And I was like, I think I'll pass on that.
I don't know how you would have been as a mortician. That would have been interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You would have done that. You would have embraced the pallbearer thing.
I would have. I would have.
Like, you'd have the sunken eyes and everything. So you look
well.
Like
I have the sunken eyes.
You look like that guy from My Pillow did last week. So,
oh God!
All right, Chad Harrington. How do you think the theorized promotion relegation for the proposed College Football Super League would turn out? It would not turn out. There's no chance that a school like Alabama's unlikely to ever be relegated, right? Unlikely. But one year, let's say something bad happens, they have a bunch of injuries or something, and they get relegated. They're not going to walk away from their $100 million check from the end. That's just never going to happen. So it's not going to happen. So don't worry.
Yeah, there's too many little intricacies and stuff with college football. I don't think it could happen.
Right. I agree.
A lot of money involved, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Papa Crawdad, we are ranking wrestling 7-footers, The Big Show, Andre the Giant, and Kane. I don't think Kane is actually 7 feet.
And who had the better career?
So, Andre the Giant, for all his incredible career, right, never world champion. Except for the 5 seconds when he handed the belt to Ted DiBiase, and then, of course, we found out the twin brother referee thing was happening there. But never world champion. Big Show and Kane, multiple.
What kind of plastic surgery did you get, brother? I think Andre's still probably the top.
He is
because
he is such an attraction.
And he was the first.
Yeah.
There was nobody like that. So Big Show is basically Andre the Giant, but
was his son.
More incredibly more athletic.
Yeah. You remember that when they brought him in, they tried to make it like he was Andre.
That was his son, yeah.
Yeah.
I always when he was in WCW, I thought that when he was the Giant.
Yeah.
And then he was killed. He was apparently pushed off a building.
That's true. Big Show gets points for falling off of the Joe Louis Arena, off the top of the arena. And then coming back, being able to wrestle a match without a scratch on him.
Was that when they had like the monster trucks?
Yes.
Yes.
He and Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan killed him, pushed him off the building. The baby face killed a man.
Yes.
And then just shows up.
The ring was like, "We're not going to have this match because this happened." And then he comes out, not a scratch on him. He fell 200 feet, not hurt at all. That goes for something, right? Also,
and just destroyed the concrete, I guess.
Kane survived his home burned down around him, killed his parents, and he survived and became a multiple-time world champion and now mayor of the city of Knoxville.
After his brother found Paul Bearer and his mother
having relations. Having an affair. Yeah.
Funeral home.
In a funeral home. See, this is what we're talking
about. This funeral home business is just a mess. Isn't it a good thing I didn't get involved?
So, also should mention for the Big Show that speaking of funeral homes, his own father's funeral was desecrated by the Big Boss Man.
It was. The Big Boss Man tied a chain to his father's casket
and drug it
through. People just don't. These people that are like, wrestling's stupid. You have no idea what you're missing, folks.
There's no respect.
You have absolutely no idea what you're missing.
In wrestling anymore. It's none. Also want to mention that we talked about the Big Show there when he was the Giant. That's also where they debuted the Yeti. The Yeti came out and took out Hulk Hogan. the Alliance.
They gave him a bear hug.
Yes, they bear hugged him to death. So, here we go.
Oh, man. Mid-90s wrestling.
Thank you, Papa Crawdad, for that question. Please continue to ask questions like that. Jackson Waddell, I was finally able to go to Wright's Barbecue in Little Rock before my graduation from grad school. Then I made it to Two Brothers this weekend before the game. Does it get better than that from a barbecue standpoint? I mean, Wright's is very, very good. Two Brothers, we've talked about many, many times. Wright's in Arkansas. The one I've been to, the one in Fayetteville. It's outstanding.
I still haven't been. I got to go.
Get you some.
I haven't been to Fayetteville for a game yet.
Yeah.
I really need to go.
I didn't know
there.
That. Didn't know. Yep. All right. Matthew Watkins. Did you see how awesome the crowd in France was for Backlash? There were some people on the internet that are saying the crowd did too many cheers and songs and took away from the wrestling. Do you think these people are big sponsors for the NFL? I will say this. Like some of the canned, like the You Still Got It and the Fight Forever, I can't stand them. Like just shut up and watch the match.
Did they do that at the
sure they said it in French, like oh, you still got it. I don't know what they said.
I just figured it'd be like soccer cheers.
Might have been.
That I haven't watched Backlash yet. I'm watching SmackDown currently, and it was a pretty raucous environment. Yeah. Right. It's always like that over overseas or foreign countries. The one in was it Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Where they went when Bad Bunny was there?
Bad Bunny, yeah.
That place was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
The entrance where he came in and like incredible. The whole crowd singing the song is
incredible.
Unreal.
Also from Matthew, do you prefer to go to wrestling shows or watch them on TV? As someone who's never been to one, I feel like my viewing experience would be worse if I went in person. I love going to live wrestling events. They're fantastic. You know, I understand like because when you don't have the commentators kind of walking you through what's going on, I get that it can be a problem. But at the same time, like if you just appreciate good wrestling, then it's a lot of fun to go.
The viewing experience is fine. That you have a giant screen in there that's playing what they're playing on the TV. So, like, when I was in Dallas, we sat in the, like, club-level area.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, in a club like, box, but in the little chair bags, whatever. And the giant screen at Cowboys Stadium was right in front of my face. So, I didn't have to look at the ring the entire time. I mean, I did for the entrances. Like, I looked at the entrance, but mm-hmm. I'm watching the screen in front of me, and it's just like I'm watching – television. So I mean, like, and you don't get that screen everywhere, but you really need to go experience a live show.
I agree with that. Arthur asks us, why don't they do LED light shows after home runs anymore at Diddy Noble? After we hit several Friday night, I realized that I don't think I've noticed it being done all season. I haven't noticed it. I can't, when's the last time I went to a night game? I don't ever go on Fridays. So
I'm almost positive they did it the other night. I know they've done it this year.
I'm trying to remember.
Did I do it Friday?
I wasn't there Friday, so I couldn't tell you. I'm pretty sure they did it, though. I don't know.
I thought they did, but I mean, I could be wrong, but I know they've done the light shows.
Yeah. Cameron Worm, is there ever information you know to be true, but unable to report to the public because it was told to you in confidence or you're unable to prove it? Yeah.
Every week.
Every single week, I've got something. And I was like, I don't know, nothing I can do with that, you know?
And there's a lot of stuff that we know that's just, you know.
For example, I'll give you one.
It's pretty much understood, but.
Willie Gay knocked out Garrett Schrader.
Yeah.
We all knew it, but could we get confirmation of it? No. So nobody reports it until, you know, 2 years later when it's like, well, we can talk about it now.
We reported it on our site.
Did you report it or did you say that it was rumored?
No, we reported it.
Okay. Now, how did you confirm it?
From sources, like you confirm it through sources.
You had a source on that one. Okay. Okay. I did not. I could not get anybody to say.
We wrote a story on it. I think David Murray might have written the story, but we had it confirmed and we actually reported it that way, that he was in an altercation with Garrett Schrader or whatever.
Schrader slapped by Gay. I'm trying to make a 20 word headline here. Bulldogs bowl bonanza. Possibly damaged by orbital problems. All right. Marie, our friend Maria has a question for us.
Yeah. This is her first one, I think.
It is. Is it just me or does the baseball team take on a different persona and intensity when Johnny Long is behind the plate. Long definitely adds a little swagger to the team, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he definitely does. I think we've determined that Joe Powell is just Brooks Auger's catcher at this point, right?
That's the rumor, but I don't know for certain. I would imagine that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Because if Johnny Long was your guy, you're probably going to pitch him all three games and just maybe Joe Powell in the midweek. But I don't know. Joe Powell's been given some good at bats. He's a good receiver. You don't really see a lot of issues back there. So I don't know about, from a production standpoint, I think he's just fine. But yeah, I don't know about if it changes their persona. They certainly looked a lot different on Sunday. I know that.
Yeah, I agree with that. So be interesting to see what happens with Powell this weekend and how that works. Here's Colton Watson. Give me your top four fast food desserts not from Sonic. Okay.
Dairy Queen Blizzard is number one for me.
For you? Okay. Okay. See, here's the thing. Like, I feel like three of my choices are going to be from Dairy Queen. Like, they are the king of the fast food dessert.
Well, then maybe you say the Blizzard just as itself.
Okay.
And then move on to the next.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like the Blizzard, the dip cone at Dairy Queen.
Oh, you have more other stuff.
Yeah, I have other Dairy Queen stuff. I love the Dairy Queen. Actually, the Dairy Queen dip cone is number one for me.
Okay.
And then, a Blizzard, whatever kind you want to get is fine. They're all good. I will say that the Chick-fil-A strawberry milkshake is one of my favorites. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the peppermint one they do at Christmas time, too.
I have not had a strawberry milkshake from there in forever.
You need to go get you one. They're good. Richard Cross.
Well, what was the?
It's the peach one is his favorite.
What is the name of their ice cream?
Oh, it's the ice dream, isn't it?
Ice dream.
Yeah,
it's their ice cream's pretty good.
It's okay.
Frosty at Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's Frosty. That's probably a good choice. That's a good choice. Is there? I've got all the milkshakes at Cookout too. I mean, they got all of the milkshakes there too. So yeah, you got some good options there.
That'll work.
All right. Nathan Taylor, our friend.
But number one, obviously, is
Oreo
Sonic.
Sonic Cheesecake Blast. If you're listening, Sonic Drive-In, we're trying to help you here.
All we need is one free Oreo Cheesecake Blast a week. That's all I need. Just one will do.
We might need some money, too. Other than that.
I'll take just the blast.
Well, we can get that. We can get both of those things.
If they're willing to give us money, I'll take it, too. But the blast will work.
Yeah. Nathan Taylor, Brian, congrats on the debate win. How would you characterize your victory? A major upset a la Maine's football victory, or the country strong guy outlifts all of the gym bros? First off, why would you bring up the Maine? That's just it's not nice.
You're the Maine.
That's what I'm saying. I'm Maine in that instance. I feel like that's what it was. I mean, I was able to knock off the national champions. So
I think it's probably closer to the country strong guy. Because you don't – I mean, well, here's the problem with that. You do debate.
Yeah.
I mean, we debate regularly. So it's not like
– That's what he said on the show, or he was like, I kind of put one in your wheelhouse. I would be interested to do a debate with them on a topic where I have less knowledge.
But that might actually fit because the country strong guy is still doing physical activity.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's doing things to make himself strong. It's just not in that form.
Right.
He's not going into the gym, bench pressing, doing curls, squats, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The debate team is doing that regularly. So a guy that just like is out in the field plowing or something, coming in and doing that, that's probably the closest thing to it.
Yeah. We'll do one more here and then we'll go.
Plus, Maine is a bad team beating another bad team. Do you want to be compared to that?
That's a good point. That's more like App State, who was the FCS or the Division I AA national champion, going to Michigan and win.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
That's what we'll go with. One more here before we go to the break. The Zach, also known as the MSU Bagman. I love Robbie's idea of investing more into Starkville and summer events. So beside the concerts this year, what would your top ideas be for attracting folks to town? I had a concert idea that I like that I came up with. I want to run by you in a second. But well, other than concerts, though, what can we get going here? I think Starville does that Super Bowl thing, and it's kind of local. But there's got to be like some sort of food competition you could put together, like a Starkville Restaurant Week, and you invite people in, and you do some sort of cooking competition. That's something you could do. But outside,
they've done a good job, like with some of these. Like they had the crawfish bowl.
Concerts will drive things. You got to get people who want to travel. So here's what my idea was, right? So we've got Hardy coming in for a concert already, right? What somebody should do is reach out to Hardy and be like, look, why don't you tell me two or three, maybe four bands that you feel are coming up, right? Bands that you've heard and you're like, man, those guys have got something. And put together a concert for those guys. And you have like, you call it like something with the future, country music future or something. I don't know what you call it. Maybe it's a rock band. I don't know. And just to get some ideas for some young bands and bring them in. I think that would be a cool idea. And you put Hardy like at the front of it. And like these are guys he's saying. So, however you want to call it. But that's something I just thought of. I don't know if it would work or not. But anyway.
Yeah, you could do something like that at the amphitheater. They should be utilizing the amphitheater more.
Yeah, I agree with that. So. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're going to be cooking out this weekend, any weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. When you head to your local grocery store, when you go see your butchers, you need to tell them, hey, I'm doing some steaks, I'm doing some brisket, doing a tri-tip, and they're going to hook you up with some great cuts. Our Mississippi beef provider is doing nearly $500 million worth of agribusiness every year here in our state. Please support them by supporting beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. And folks, I can't tell you enough how much you're going to enjoy a trip to Two Brothers, how much you're going to enjoy the food, the people there. It's great. It's such a good time. You don't want to miss it. Make sure the next time you're in Starkville, anytime you're in Starkville, you need to head to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of you, their customers. 49 years of providing top quality technology to businesses. 49 years of delivering service after the sale. What more can you say about Advantage Business Systems? When you need technology, that's the place to call. And then if you need service, it's the same number. It's not a different number for service and sales. It's all the same to you. And they make it super easy. 601-362-9192. You can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. This weekend, any weekend you're in Starkville, before you head to the ballpark, you need to head to Maroon & Co. You need to go check out their incredible selection of Mississippi State merchandise. You need to go check out the Bulldog Initiative gear that you can only get at Maroon & Co. You need to check out the custom cowbells that they provide through the Bellsmith. You need to check out Maroon & Co. They've got great stuff, and they've got it there that close to campus. You just can't beat that. Use the promo code THUNDER15, 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Diddy Noble, you go to Maroon & Co. All right, where are we now? We got Jason Luckett. Should we follow the same plan for pitching this weekend against Arkansas as we did for LSU last year, meaning we forego Friday night against Hagan Smith and use Steven and Sanjay on Saturday, Sunday? We talked to Chris Lemonis yesterday on Sports Talk Mississippi. He said it will not be happening like that. Kyle Steven will go head-to-head with Hagan Smith on Friday. He said he took a shot. I don't know if you listen, Robbie. He said he told Kyle, he's like, I don't think we're going to pitch you on Friday because I don't think you can beat Hagan Smith.
He challenged him.
So I like that personally.
Love it.
There will be no change to the pitching plan according to Chris Lemonis. So there you go. Next question comes to us from Broken Fairchild. What was your worst concert experience? Mine was getting broken up with after the James Taylor concert in Tupelo.
Ooh.
It's all fire and rain in one sitting right there.
Good night. Moonlight lady. Rock-a-bye,
we're sorry to make
baby.
Fun of you. Do you have a bad I don't really have one. I don't have one that just stands out.
A bad breakup?
Bad concert experience.
Oh.
Nothing like...
Not really.
Yeah. Most of the time I've gone to a concert, it's been fine. So I don't have one. Robbie, since Journey was your last concert, rank these Journey songs: Faithfully, Separate Ways, Don't Stop Believing, Open Arms, Any Way You Want It, and Other. I don't remember Other. How does that go? All right, rank them.
My other would be Stone in Love.
Okay.
And that would be number two on my list.
Oh.
Behind Faithfully.
Okay.
So I would go Faithfully, Stone in Love, Open Arms.
Mm.
No, Separate Ways, Open Arms, Don't Stop Believing, Any Way You Want It.
Okay. That's the Robbie Journey rankings. There we go. Rob Hadaway with some questions for us. What's the second most useful thing you've learned in the past week about box turtle anatomy? You haven't learned anything about turtles. You know, I've been the one dealing with all this turtle knowledge.
Well, I did learn one thing about turtles.
That they can survive being thrown into a cooler.
It said Chris Lamonis is very, very sensitive to those turtles.
He's a big animal lover, which is great. I think you can tell a lot about a person by how they treat animals.
Yes. He was very upset with Dylan Cup for being a little rough with this rambunctious turtle. The turtle was ready to snap somebody's head off.
It was. That turtle was not happy. No question.
He was pissed.
All right. Hey, with the language. I'm sorry, Gigi. If your son, I didn't realize we were going to just, you know, drop down a TVMA here. All right.
Wasn't that bad.
I know. Rob Hadaway, how much of MSU's baseball success the past 3 weeks is directly attributable to Ole Miss? Thanks, Rebels.
All of it.
Yeah, 100%. Ole Miss invented Mississippi State being good at baseball.
They did.
Yeah. So his last question is about Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and no, we can't help you.
Rob is probably in the same.
Yeah, he's right there with us.
Lane as us. Yep.
Right there with us. Morgan Rhett Johnson, are A&M and Arkansas purposely dropping games late to avoid the one seed curse? No, nobody wants to be the national one. You know,
you take
the
it.
Title. Yeah.
The great thing about this is currently Tennessee, I think, is number one.
Yeah.
That's great.
That works.
It's great. They're losing the regional.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough on the ratings, though, because Tennessee, as we've seen, has basically taken college baseball to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And without them, I don't know if this sport would have even survived. We really need them to continue to advance, according to a lot of their media and fans.
Patrick Swindoll, what song or songs when it comes on the radio makes you want to immediately start air drumming? Mine is Lenny Kravitz's Are You Gonna Go My Way. That's a good choice. It's a good choice.
It's a good one.
You and I both know that the answer is Mr. Brightside.
Yes. But honestly, it's just about every song that comes on for me at any point during the day.
Yeah.
I'm a drummer at heart,
mm-hmm.
and one of those annoying people that will use my fingers on the steering wheel or on a table or a pen or something, constantly making noises with my mouth. It's something that's, I don't know if it's hereditary or not. I hope not, for my daughter's sake, but
yeah,
it's kind of ingrained in my brain at this point.
Also from Patrick, what's a food item or recipe that you, a friend, or a family member makes that's so good you can't eat anyone else's version of it? Do you have one? Your mom's bread or something like that's got to be one of you. You probably don't like
eating
cinnamon rolls, do you?
Her sourdough bread, it's tough to eat anybody else's after you eat hers.
Yeah.
The cinnamon rolls, I've had others that have done cinnamon rolls that are fine. They're not quite my mom's cinnamon rolls, but they're fine. And I've had some rolls that are similar to hers. But the bread itself, it's very difficult to replicate just how good hers is.
It's crazy. It feels like when you have a recipe like that, like, you know, something like you could write the recipe down. This is exactly how I make it, and it will not be the same. Like, there's that little extra bit of love in there. So that's a good choice.
We all have a grandmother or grandfather that was the same way. I cannot replicate
my grandmother's pork chops. I mean, I know what the seasonings were. They never taste right.
My granddad's pork chops, same way. Pork chops and rice.
My grandfather's biscuits.
Yep.
I think I've told the story. He never told any of the female grandchildren how he made them. Only the boys got to know. The secret was 2 sticks of butter.
Can you make them?
I can't. I don't know how he did it. I don't know what the secret was. They came out like crispy almost. It was incredible. My mom's baked chicken. I can't replicate it. I've gotten close a couple times. I'm like, that tastes similar, but it's never just right. So,
and their food tasted the exact same every single time.
Yes. Yes.
When we make stuff, it changes.
Yeah. I don't know what they were doing. So, Jason Witt asks us, it is the year 2055 and Mississippi has combined Mississippi State, Southern Mississippi, and Ole Miss into one school. Answer the following. What is the name? It's the University of Mississippi.
Yeah.
No question. The location. The best answer for this is Hattiesburg. Because you could easily expand the rock, but Hattiesburg is such a big city. It's the biggest of the three college towns. So it has the ability to accept a much bigger crowd. Like, Starkville, you think about how Starkville and Oxford are just busting at the seams, right, with a 60,000 people crowd. What if we tried to go to 90,000? Like, I don't know that the towns could handle it.
I think it would be like in Tupelo.
Now you're talking about you got to build a whole new stadium. Yeah, I mean, you might be right, but Tupelo would be good.
If you merge, I mean, you're going to have enough money. Would
be the best choice? Because it's so central. It's right there on I-20.
I mean, it's just Tupelo is such a – like booming city at this it point is. Like it's one of the fastest really growing cities
about booming. It could be like in South Haven, that area.
It could.
That's just so far north though. I think you want to get
Tupelo is a nice central location. It's already a really good city.
Yeah,
that would probably be my choice. But okay. I mean you're gonna have to build the university. It's gonna be millions.
Yeah,
build everything.
School colors. I think I know the answer to this. Red, blue, and yellow. I mean, the same colors as the state flag. They would just replicate the state. I know it's red and blue, and people are going to say like they're looking like Ole Miss, but you put the yellow in there, and then you find a way like in the uniform to make an homage because instead of red, blue, and yellow, it's maroon, blue, and yellow. So you take the state flag. I know it doesn't, but think about the state flag, right? Instead of that red, it's maroon, and that way you've got all three schools covered.
Yeah, the scheme is bad.
There's no way to make everybody happy in that.
No. And nobody's there's not going to be a lot of people happy merging the schools.
This would never happen. Just going to be honest.
It should have happened 200 years ago.
Oh, yeah, should never. Yeah, the other school shouldn't exist. What is the mascot? So it's not going to be the Rebels. There's no way. Never mind the historical connotations of that. Mississippi State fans would never. So they would bolt. They'd be like, you know what? I'll be an Alabama fan or something.
Yeah.
You could not be the Rebels. You couldn't be the LSU. You could be the Golden Eagles. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a good question. Like the state bird is a mockingbird, but he can't be the University of Mississippi mockingbird. The birds. I don't know.
My history teacher in college, Mr. McCool, I think he said that it would be, he either said it was going to be the possums or the armadillos. That would be the mascot.
The armadillos, goodness gracious.
I forget which one it was.
Yeah. And then how dominant would that school be at football? They'd be really good. They'd be a consistent year in, year out playoff contender.
If everybody's pulling in the right direction, it would be
it'd be right there.
I mean, it would be what it could have been, like a LSU type.
Yeah. All right. John, TBD was out of the lineup. Has Coach Lemonis provided an update to his health, or has he been vague about his health like everyone else? I asked about TBD, and he said TBD.
All right.
But there it is.
So Brooks Auger is no longer the Sunday starter?
No, he's asking about it. He said since TBD was out of the lineup this past weekend.
Oh, TBD is to be determined.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He was not in the lineup last weekend. All right. Brent Clark, if Mississippi State football could sign any, this is for you, could sign any player from a Premier League club besides Man City, who would you want them to sign and what position would they play? That's too bad because the guy I'd want to sign plays for Man City, but oh well. Do you have a name? Anybody you want to throw out there?
Bubba.
I'm not familiar with Bubba, but I'm sure he's a fine player. Gosh. I didn't read the but Man City part. I had a guy. But he plays for Man City. Trying to think, like, when I think of speed, who's the fast, who's got the best pace outside of the guy that I was thinking of? I'm sure, like, somebody like Bukayo Saka could be a slot receiver. So we'll go with him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My guy was going to be Kyle Walker, who is well known as, like, the fastest guy in the Premier League. He would have been, he's 5'10", so he could be, like, a corner, I think. But he's also 33, so, you know, there you go. If my club, that's also for you, Robbie, if your club could sign any striker besides Haaland, who would it be? Dito, you have a, no. I'll take it.
I fell asleep.
Sorry about it. I mean, I would take Mbappe. What kind of question is this? Mbappe is the correct answer.
Oh, that's who I was going to say.
Yeah, I knew. I knew you would. RJ Sweatman asks us, when you tweet, do you prefer likes, responses, or nothing? It's kind of funny he asked us this. We were having this discussion in the press box the other day. I had somebody who liked a bunch of my tweets, and all of them were like, Alabama has scored again. Oh, another error for Mississippi State. And you're a Mississippi State fan liking these tweets. I never understand why people like tweets of me saying bad things are happening to Mississippi State. I don't get it. Like, are you going to come back to that tweet later? I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they're just happy to see you come across their timeline. I don't know.
Yes, man. The answer is I prefer responses, I guess. I like to see what people are thinking.
I don't really care as much anymore.
Yeah.
I just kind of tweet and whatever happens.
You're going downhill. Are you all right? You feeling okay?
I'm fine.
You had a lot of energy early, and so now you're just...
The soccer questions really muddied the waters.
Well, now you know how our
sludged it up
when we do wrestling questions.
I'm sure. So, that's something I'm interested in, though.
Yeah. What is something random that just drives you nuts? Soccer questions.
Well, on the topic of tweets, mm-hmm. It's whenever someone asks me or you a question and somebody else replies to it with the answer.
Okay.
They didn't ask on this show. They didn't ask State Dog 26 their thoughts on this. Right. They asked Brian or Robbie their thoughts on this. Why are you answering the question?
There used to be a thing, and we made fun of it a lot on Six Pack, where somebody would go on to Scout or to 24/7. It was still Scout at the time, and then whenever, and they'd be like, "Hey Steve, hey Paul, what's going on here?" And somebody would reply to it like, "Not Paul, but not Steve, but like you're not Steve, really? I had no idea that based on the idea that he's Steve Robertson on the board, and you're 69 Dog 420. I had no idea you weren't Steve until you told me this moment in time that you weren't Steve. Thank God you did that."
And you're drawing attention to the fact that you knew the question was not directed to you. So why are you answering the question?
One time I was going to be like, you know what? I didn't ask. Didn't ask you. Can we try that again? Steve, can you answer it, please?
Some people do that. Some people are like, well, I didn't ask you. I was asking so-and-so.
People.
That is definitely one of the things that drives me nuts. And then the well-actuallys of that, just it's stuff that just doesn't matter, and you come in and well-actually, that drives me insane.
Yeah. Also from RJ Sweatman, did the loss Sunday make our hosting chances improbable? No. No, nothing changed. Nothing changed.
Nothing changed. We said coming into last week, State needed to go 3-1 last week, and they did.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Hunter Maness, I have a 6-hour tattoo session on Wednesday. Can I get a pep talk from the American Dream? No. I'm not going to give one. Six hours, just tough that one out, buddy. Good Lord. I can't imagine laying in anywhere for 6 hours where I'm awake.
Getting a sleeve?
Like, what are they doing? Are they putting my face on your back? What are they doing?
You need to get a pep talk from Steve.
Yeah, Steve is the guy to get the tattoo pep talk from. I don't have a tattoo. Also, if I had to get a tattoo, what would I get and where? I would get Robbie's face on my chest. You know, you know where I'm going with that.
Well, I said that last week. We had this conversation last week. I said eyes could be the nipples.
I was trying not to say that word.
We said it last. Said it last week. We've already crossed that bridge.
Okay. Let's see here. Andy Atkinson, the Star Wars graphic posted after Saturday's game had me a bit perplexed. Why use a quote from Obi-Wan but depict the team as Sith? Who was the player shown with the lightsaber? I need to look this. I haven't seen this graphic.
I think it was Hunter Hines.
Let's see. Let's see if I can find it.
He was Anakin, wasn't he?
Well, I don't know. I have to look. I haven't seen. So this is after the Saturday game, he said. So that would have been May the 4th. So that makes
sense. May the 4th be with
that
you.
Is definitely Hunter Hines. Where's the quote? Oh, hello there. Okay. Yes.
Hello there.
Yeah, you should not have used a red lightsaber. Those are the bad guys. That should have been but I guess you don't
want to. Also, was it Anakin?
No, he's got the black cloak on. I mean, he might be Anakin, I guess.
Well, Anakin had a black cloak.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it, though. I don't like that. But I'm not a big fan of that.
Could have take it up with the graphics department.
I could have found a better quote, too. Let's see here.
I knew Star Wars nerds would find something wrong with it.
You shut your mouth, all right? You know, you got stuff you like. I know nobody craps on that.
Yeah, they do all the time.
I don't.
Because you like the stuff I like.
There's stuff that you like that I don't like.
Like French fries.
That's one. I don't really like French fries. I don't crap on them, though.
You do sometimes.
No, I never do.
Okay.
All right. Wade Jones, with the turnaround that Lamonis and especially Justin Parker are having, do you think they'll be much more successful in the portal this time? That's something we talked about a little bit, that, you know, part of the reason they've struggled in the portal is people thought Lamonis was on a hot seat and they didn't want to play for a team they didn't think could win. Next year, you feel like they should have more success, especially with the consider how many positions they're going to have available.
Yeah, I think that what State's done this year under Parker and the, you know, honestly, whenever he came on, he had made some traction with pitchers because of the reputation that he had built. And they'll tell you about a Cal Steven, and guys like that will tell you about, you know, having known him in recruiting and stuff like that. So he has those relationships coaching inside the SEC and recruiting guys. He should be able to have some traction. I think that's going to be a big step for them in the offseason, is guys are going to want to come pitch for him because he now has the ability to go in there and say, hey, I took a team with a 7-run earned run average and dropped it down to four or whatever it is right now. That's impressive. 3 runs.
Yeah.
That's really impressive. And he's elevated Cal Stevens' draft stock. He's elevated Gerangelo Sanchez's draft stock. He's made Tyler Davis better. Almost every pitcher on the staff is better because of Justin Parker. I think that's going to carry a lot of weight with these kids. I do agree with that.
I agree with him. I agree with you. Let's see here. Rob Montgomery, any guesses as to what percentage of a game crowd shows up for all 3 games in a series? Does 70% of the Friday night crowd make it to both Saturday and Sunday? Interesting to think about how many people pass through the gates across a weekend at the Dude. So let's look at the big crowd, the Saturday crowd. There were 14-3, I think, at Saturday's game, right? Of that 14-3, how many do you think were both games? The Sunday game was
so maybe half.
Half is probably correct, yeah. Maybe a little.
So let's say 50%. At best, I'd say probably close to like 40% of the same people were there all weekend.
I agree. That's probably correct. Probably correct. Winston wants our opinions on Swerve being the new face of AEW as the champion. And we'll see. AEW right now is they're kind of stagnant, man.
They don't have a lot of stars at the top. A lot of star right power now.
And then the whole heels running the company thing is just so played out, man. Like I've seen that before. And you don't have a Stone Cold to come in there and save the day and make everybody excited. I mean, maybe MJF is that guy, maybe Omega.
Well, they're trying to make Kenny Omega that.
I haven't watched last week's Dynamite. I need to go back. I need to do that again.
Well, there you go. You're missing what I was just saying. Like you haven't seen that yet.
We'll see. Also, he wants to know what would have to happen in the MSU sports universe to get one or both of you guys to do the Prince Nana dance. Let's take us to Omaha. I'll do the Prince Nana dance.
That will too.
All right.
And then you can do the hill click again in Omaha.
Yes, that would be lovely.
When we leave the Italian brunch place.
No, it closed.
Oh. That place was incredible. You put it out of business, probably.
I did put it.
Like we've made enough money today, we can just close this thing down.
Today was this one day was way out of whack. I don't know what happened.
Why did we do all you could eat? That was the dumbest idea ever. This man just cleared us out.
Our next question is from Tucker Medlin. Tucker, no offense, my friend. I like you. You're the guy. He's the guy who did the cross money sign at the basketball game. But I can't. This is like seven meals. I can't. It looks good. I mean, I'll just say that it looks good. Okay. It looks like you got some good options there. You got some home cooking. You got some good restaurants. Just go with that. Just take that. All right. Ford Polk. You don't have to say the name of the professor, Robbie, but this wouldn't happen to be intro to mass media at EMCC. What is he referring to?
No, it was at the class was at Mississippi State. I did not go to EMCC. I went to East Central Community College.
Yeah.
The college with you in mind.
The college that's run by Bart Gregory's brother, right?
It is. Gregory loves to throw that out there.
It's incredible to me that Bart Gregory's brother is a junior college, community college president. Like,
much more professional man. Much more professional man.
Yes, I'm sure.
EC, by the way, the number one team in the country in baseball right now. Neil Holloman is the best coach in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah. Can you explain the memo that the Coastal Carolina chairman sent out about rescheduling games or canceling games that aren't rainouts? No, I haven't read it. What? Can I ask a question? Here we go. We got random things that make you mad. Why do people assume I've read that?
Because you're in the media?
I don't. Have you read it?
No, but I can see why they would think that.
I don't cover Southern Mississippi or Coastal Carolina. I have no clue what's – I didn't know this whole controversy about their Sunday game until like 10 o'clock a.m. yesterday. Had no idea that any of this stuff had happened. Did you hear about this? Do you know what happened?
No.
So Southern and Coastal – evidently Coastal had scheduled their flight back to Carolina at such a time that they weren't going to be able to make it. So Southern – was nice enough to move their game up a little bit. They started at noon instead of 1, but then there was a 40-minute rain delay. End of the day, in the sixth inning, they had to call the game, and Southern got the win. They were winning in the sixth inning by 1, and USM got the win because Coastal Carolina just had to leave. They couldn't stay.
So Coastal was upset about that?
Yes, but it was their fault. They're the ones who scheduled the flight.
Yeah, that's on them.
Oh, well. Yeah, I have no idea what that memo said, though, Ford. So, is LeBron a first name or a last name? As we've learned with Ole Miss, anything could be a last name.
That's true.
Any last name can be a first name.
We learned that with Alabama as well, because they have a LeBron last name. So, yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Reed Green. Rank these annoyances: waiting in the doctor's office past your scheduled time for appointment, slow drivers in the left lane, Richard Cross, restaurants that take too long only for your food to be cold, people who leave the cap off the toothpaste after they're done using it. Number one is the doctor thing. I can't stand that. I don't understand doctors and how they work. I don't understand how they tell you your appointment is at 9, and then you'll be sitting in that waiting room at 9:40 wondering what the hell's going on. Because I guarantee you, if I just showed up at 9:40, they'd be like, "Oh, we canceled your appointment. You weren't here."
That's true.
They have no problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like sometimes if you miss an appointment, you're late for an appointment or whatever, they'll charge you or they'll cancel it. Why don't we get that opportunity to penalize them, get a discount or whatever, if we have to sit there for another 30 minutes to an hour? Makes no sense.
I agree. 100%. After that, restaurants take too long and then your food's cold. I can't do it.
That's very annoying.
Very annoying.
At least my food needs to be burning hot when it comes out. You know?
Like, if it takes a long time, that's fine as long as it comes out correct and it's hot. But if it's obvious, like it's just been sitting there, that I can't deal with that. So,
which is almost always the case.
Correct. Correct. Let's see here. Next,
the top off the toothpaste is also annoying. I would say the doctor's office is probably the most annoying thing.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Tony Loper, the best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg. If college football were to have a World Cup type competition with players playing for their home states, what would the semifinals and finals look like? Which state is crowned college football world champ? All right. So Texas, California, Florida, Georgia? Is that your semifinals?
That sounds right.
The only other two states I would throw in the mix are Louisiana and Ohio.
But Georgia's superior to those two.
I'm just thinking quarterbacks, right? So who are the quarterbacks for these teams? Carson Beck is from Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's the Georgia. Let me double check that. I'm almost positive that's correct though. Carson Beck. No, he's from Florida. Never mind. So he's Florida's quarterback. California. I mean, those are the places. Quinn Ewers is Texas's quarterback. But Louisiana could have Arch Manning, I guess. Where's Shadur from originally? He's from Texas, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Jackson Dart, but he's from Utah, right?
Is it Utah or California?
I thought he was from. I don't think.
I guess it's Utah.
Jackson Dart. Yeah, he was born in Utah, so he's not from California. So, but that would be a variant. That feels like the most talent year in year out. Texas is probably winning this. Texas,
yeah,
is the one that wins. So
in football, yeah, but Georgia can hold its own, man.
I don't know who the top quarterback in college football is from Georgia, right? I'm just trying to think my way around.
I would give Texas the edge on quarterbacks too,
because they have Quinn Ewers. Their top two guys are Quinn Ewers and Shadur Sanders. I mean that's
bad.
Good too. So, who's Mississippi's quarterback? Is it Will?
That's playing college ball.
Yeah, is it Will Rogers?
I think it's got to be.
I mean, I'm just thinking. You know, State doesn't have a quarterback from Mississippi on the roster. Ole Miss, none of their quarterbacks are from you know. I don't know who the quarterback at Southern is not from. Yeah, yeah, it could be. It could very well be Will Rogers. Yeah, nah, I don't like our chances. All right, and our last one.
Shout out to Warren Central, who won in baseball last night, I believe.
Yeah,
for Tony Loper.
Yeah. Wait, is he a Warren Central guy?
Yes,
he obviously is.
They beat Saltillo last night.
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know. But just because you're from Vicksburg, you could be a Vicksburg guy. I had to look at his Twitter feed to see what he was. Last one's from Brett Christensen, who locked his replies this week, so that Scalawag, what was that guy's name? I forget. Couldn't get on there. I think Robbie's frozen up, by the way. So may just answer this last question and call it a day. Rank 1 to 4 most likely things to happen for Mississippi State baseball this season. National seed. Nate Doan pitches again. Bradley Lofton pitches again. Dakota and Hines each get 20-plus home runs. The last three are all very unlikely. National seed is probably the most likely. I don't see the other three things happening. So you might have them in the correct order, to be totally honest with you. So Robbie froze up. I'll go ahead and call it a day here on Thunder and Lightning without him. Tomorrow's show, my interview with Aaron Fitt got moved. He had to cancel on me. We'll do it later this week, though. We will talk to Aaron Fitt. So we'll talk some baseball tomorrow, some football. We'll have some good stuff. Until next time, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.